Welcome back to the Olim Mitzvah. We're at the bottom of Ayin Tet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara mitzius zu shel tefillah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates this reality of tefillah. Sheyesh lo koach lefol devarim. There's a power to literally activate things. Tefillah is so powerful. It's not just chas v'shalom mere lip service. We can literally activate, change things, produce things, results, which is so crucial in these difficult time period. Matzinu davar nifle b'divrei Chazal. Oh, our Gemara, brachos. We find something very fascinating in Chazal. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Yosi. This is a very deep Gemara. One day, Mir Tashem, we'll really be able to understand. Minayin shekadosh baruch hu mitpalel. How do we know Hashem davens? Shenemar. I'll bring them to my mountain. I'll make them glad in my house of prayer. Tefilatam lo nemar. Hashem doesn't say your house of prayer, elo tefilati, my house of prayer. Mikan shekadosh baruch hu mitpalel. Whoa. Hashem davens. Very deep idea. Hashem davens. My mitzali, what is Hashem daven? Amar Rav Zutra bar Tuvia Amar Rav. What's Hashem's tefilah? Yiratzon lefanai. Should be the will before me. Sheyichveshu rachamai et kasi. That my mercy suppresses my anger. Wow. V'yigalu rachamai al midosai. And my mercy is able to go over my stern attributes. Next page. V'nahik im banai b'midos rachamim. And I should behave with my children with the midah of rachamim. V'akaneis lem l'fni mishuras adin. And I could go l'fni mishuras adin. Beyond the boundary of judgment. Arkan. Wow, that's Hashem's tefillah. Av shavadei keshalanu lavi musag zeh shekadosh baruch hu yitpalel. Certainly, it's very difficult to understand. What does it mean that Hashem davens? That's obviously something very difficult to understand. Mikom akom, says the author, Rav Kestemam, nearly it appears to me, shari migamara zu, we see from this gemara, she tefillah ein rak hechi timsa l'shachnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Tefillah is not just a means to convince Hashem, so to speak, to do what we want. Not just like a magic trick, a band-aid, just to try to get Hashem to do, so to speak, what we want. No, it's much deeper. Ella, koach mitziuti, shepo'el HaKadosh Baruch Hu ayidei hanagaso ba'olam. It's an actual thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created tefillah. We could change things. We could activate things. Tefillah is real. Tefillah is part of the Bria. And we just read Bracious. The vegetation was not able to go up until there was a tefillah from the surface of the earth. Tefillah is part of the Bria. Hashem created that way. It's essence. It's foundational. It's pivotal to our lives. It creates things. And that's the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His infinite wisdom, created to be. V'lo rak l'dvarim gashmi matfila po'eles. It's not just physical things that tefillah works for. Ela gam l'dvarim ruchanim. Even for spiritual matters. Whoa. V'adurabba. On the contrary. Sham yesh lanu koach yotir b'tefilateinu. There's even a greater power when we daven for spiritual things, for success in davening, in learning, in midos. When we call out to Hashem, I want to be better at learning. I want to enjoy the Torah, love the mitzvot, love my fellow Jew. Tefillah works. Katav Michtav Meliyahu, Rav Dessler, Rishim Rabbein Yisrael Salanter, Sha'av Shamru Chazal, again our Gemara Brachos, taking the show. Gemara Brachos says, Miyom Shachar Beis HaMikdash, Na'alu Sha'arei Tefillah, the day the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the gates of Tefillah were closed, Chutz Mishari Dima, except for the gates of tears. Beis HaShem will get to that. Meaning there is only the Sha'arei Dima, the gates of tears were never closed. Hainu Rak L'tzorchei Gashmim. That's only talking about physical things. We only have roadblocks, so to speak, in our tefillah for physical things. For physical activities, there might be certain roadblocks. And the Shari tefillah could be closed. The gates of tefillah could be closed. But aval tefillah l'siyata d'shmai beruchni is tami nishmet. Whoa. But a tefillah that we should get help in our spirituality, Hashem always hears. Hashem's always receptive, always attentive, always ready to help us grow. Something to really think. Umi yodea kam b'nei adam shezachu l'galus b'torah v'yir tshmayim hi ayidei tefilasam. Who knows how many people merited greatness in their Torah, in the Yirat Shemayim, through their tefillah. So many people, because they davened to Hashem for success in learning, in davening, in midos, in ruchnias, they soared great heights. They went to greatness. Tefillah matters. Not to use it that at a time and just mumble through and be robotic. No chas v'shalom. It can matter. It can change our entire essence. It could shape and mold us. Whoa. The opposite is true as well. how many Chas Shalom didn't reach Godlus? Ki beglal shelo simu kocham bavodas tefila, because they didn't pay attention in their tefillah. Whoa. They were limited. They never reached their heights that they could have attained because they didn't take it seriously. So, Chevru, you should always remember this. Tefillah is a real thing that Hashem put in the Bria for our benefit, for our tov, to activate incredible things within ourselves, and of course, to activate great things for the world at large as well.